The Ministry of Health says it has intensified infection prevention and control measures following the outbreak of the Ebola strain of Ebola. This comes as the cumulative number of confirmed Ebola cases rises to 7, with more than 100 contacts currently under monitoring. Director General Health Services at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Charles Solaro, says 4 patients are still admitted to treatment facilities, while the others have since been discharged. He adds that quarantine measures for all identified contacts remain in force to prevent further spread of the disease. Dr. Laro is urging the public to strictly observe all standard operating procedures that have been put in place to contain Ebola, including regular hand washing, avoiding unnecessary physical contact, and promptly reporting suspected symptoms to health authorities.
7, those are the confirmed cases. One of the cases is being discharged from the treatment unit. It is no longer Ebola positive, and there are 4 patients in the treatment centers, and then the fatality. The other, we have the results, but we don't have the patient with us. The high-risk contacts are in quarantine. We know all the links, and so far all of them are linked to the case 01 and case 02. But I want to reassure the public and the world that we'll get this outbreak into control as soon as possible. We need only the public to cooperate with us, report the health facility as early as possible.
Meanwhile, the executive director of the Uganda Virus Research Institute, Professor Ponshano Kalebu, revealed that plans are underway to test existing vaccines for their effectiveness against the Bundibugyo strain of Ebola as efforts to strengthen treatment and response continue.
We are working on vaccines for COVID. We are working on vaccines for Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever. But for Bundibugyo, the outbreak now, there are 2 vaccines that are testing in a phase 1 and phase 2. One is using the same construct as the one for Ebola Zaire, and another one, Chadox, made by our colleagues in Oxford. These 2 vaccines are being discussed. We are also discussing using the existing Zaire vaccine and the Sudan vaccine. And this will be a lab study to see whether they will work against Bundibugyo.